This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast. Do you know what? We're even luckier here right now because we've got Joy in the studio.
We do have Joy in the studio. That's right.
Joy.
This is Joy Etwell. And to be honest, without Joy, as in human Joy, I wouldn't actually have ever come to Joy. So she is my introduction to this radio station.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So welcome, Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, people may have heard your dulcet tones on the radio before.
Yes, I used to have a program called Spirit Lounge.
Uh-huh.
With the priest, the pom, and the poof.
Well, which one were you, sweetie? Which one were you?
I was a priest.
So tell us more. So you're a chaplain.
I'm actually an ordained minister.
Ordained minister, sorry.
Yeah, I work with State Emergency Service as a chaplain's coordinator and clinical officer, so...
Another busy gal, but you and Gabby Glow, you're busy, busy, busy.
Yes.
And alliteration as well.
It's beautiful.
Yes, and I'm also a marriage celebrant on the side, and I do marriages, funerals, naming ceremonies.
Well... How important, because actually today's show we're going to talk all about marriage equality and why we still need Joy, because we don't have marriage equality here in Australia. Lucky for me, I got engaged recently, as you would know.
Congratulations.
We will be booking you for our wedding.
I like to ask people about their proposals. What's the proposal like?
Yeah, who proposed to who? Come on.
So Paige, my partner, proposed to me. I just said a lot of P's really close to the microphone. Oh. Sorry about that. So Paige proposed to me. We went out for dinner for my birthday with a group of our friends, including Dean.
I was there.
Oh.
I was witness to
he
the proposal.
He saw the whole thing.
My invite got
so
lost.
I'm asking questions, but I should know the answers. I was there.
So we watched the flamenco dancing, and then they brought out bottles of champagne, and Paige got up to do a birthday speech for me and stumbled over her words and, you know, was very nervous, and I just thought she was drunk. And then she got down on one knee.
Oh, she did it.
Yeah, and my housemate Matt whipped out the ring from his back pocket and slipped it into Paige's hand, and so she proposed to me in front of all of our closest friends.
It was lovely.
And luckily you said yes.
And I did say yes. Yeah. I did.
Proposals are tricky.
I was emotional.
So are you going to wait until marriage comes in?
We've actually decided that, yeah, we think we will. So originally we were going to go to Queensland. We had found the most beautiful location. We were going to have it in January 2019. We hadn't told you about it because we then have since changed our mind. We just went, well, actually, what's the point? Because if we have to go through it all again, you know, as soon as you say it's a wedding, people are going to charge you lots of extra dollars for everything anyway, so why do we not just wait until it's legal?
But some people don't wait. So Joy, you've actually done ceremonies, yeah?
I did a ceremony for a couple up in Newcastle, and the agreement was that when marriage finally comes in, I will actually go and we'll have a small ceremony and I will do the formal marriage. But they had a huge ceremony. So some people do it that way, some are going to wait until...
Because I think for me, so there's the legal issue and the legal recognition of the relationship, but for me it's also the ritual. Standing up in front of your family and friends and declaring your love for another human being. I mean, for me, that is just so important.
Yeah, I quite agree. And I think I mean, it's just ridiculous, isn't it, that we're sitting here still talking about it.
Mm.
As a Kiwi, I just think it's a crazy thing that we're
so far behind.
Well, they're actually quite happy because they're getting lots of people going over there. So the industry in New Zealand, the wedding industry is doing really well.
And, of course, that option is available. People can go to New Zealand to get married, but I'm an Australian, goddammit. I pay taxes. Why can't I get married in my own country?
Well, that's a question for the politicians.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And you know how they don't like to answer questions?
They like to go in circles around the questions. So, Joy, obviously you have some pretty influential roles. Have you been much in the debate about marriage equality? Have you had to give your opinion as a Christian leader?
Not really, because I'm actually, I think, often because I'm gay, it's a given of my point of view. And I think sometimes it's more important for straight ministers to actually be in the debate than it is for someone like myself. Certainly the church I attend, which is Collins Street Baptist, our ministers have been involved in the debate.
Yes.
And are very much pushing for marriage equality, to the point where we sometimes have protesters, which is great outside church because they don't like the fact that, you know, the church is really pushing for marriage equality.
Who just gets up and just thinks that they're just going to destroy someone else's happiness? What's with that?
Yeah, people are just so obsessed with
it. Hours in the day.
But this is why we still need Joy.
We do.
This is why we still need Joy. Now, we've had a message in.
Yes, it's a very serious message from another person called Paige, who is still Paige. Hey, Rev, does anyone ever call you Reverend Lovejoy? Big Simpson fan over here.
No.
No? And I think we've also had in another donation?
We have another member.
Another membership? I'll ring that bell.
Oh, my goodness. More members.
Rodney from Hallam. Thank you, Rodney, for signing up to be a member today. It is very important that we have memberships and renewals to keep our radio station out loud and proud. We still need Joy.
Absolutely. And without your support, and we love your support, but without your support, we can't keep sharing these stories and tell the stories of our love and our need for equality and just how we can influence those who are protesting and maybe just give them a sense of what our lived experience is.
We need a voice on so many issues. Marriage equality is just one of them. We still need a voice, and Joy is part of that voice. We really need to keep going. So people, please sign up.
And you remember, aren't you, Joy?
I am.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You can win an Astra.
Really?
That's right.
I'm excited now. You get a beautiful $5 Astra.
Oh, that's right.
Could I sign up twice?
I think you can.
Oh, okay.
You can sign. Do you have any cats?
No, none at all.
We've got cats calling in. It's all happening.
Get a friend
it's
to sign up. Go to the draw for a car. You are on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
I was at work.
I was riding my horse.
I was microwaving a watermelon.
My iguanas escaped.
There are lots of reasons why you may have missed your favourite show, but don't worry, because our podcast team has you covered. They'll work through rain, hail and national glitter shortages to bring you the best bits of every show. Visit joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab, or head to the iTunes Australia podcast store and subscribe to your favourite shows for free. Thanks to our podcasters, you'll never feel guilty about missing a show again. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.